So now I'm going to do what everyone's doing. Rest of my own guitar. This is a work in progress. The text has been written by a certain Troy Subin to my specifications, such as they are. Where'd that marker go?
Oh. You guys have a drum set?
You need the marker?
We know. We know, but the dry erase marker. This is maybe destined to be a some kind of opera or just kind of music video.
Only I'm the Omni would tell.
I'm gonna do just I'm gonna do just kind of a sampling of how I think this is gonna go. It's a lot of prose and then it's a chorus, and that happens three times, so I'm just gonna do the first one. I've never done this before. Elaine is sitting on the couch watching cartoons. The one with the cat and the mouse, and they're running around a huge room trying to kill each other. Just when the cat's about to murder the mouse with a shotgun, Elaine, turn it out off! It's time for school. No, Mom, Elaine says, acting like her big sister Val. But Val's never around anymore. No one really knows where she's at, and it's unusual to see her around the house alone. She's usually got one of those bunkheads with her. That's what Elaine calls these guys always hanging around Val. Bunkheads. Because they just bring trouble. As the thoughts say in her small skull planted there by her parents, they just bring trouble. Elaine has come to think of her sister as the one who brings trouble. And she shouldn't act like that. Nope, not at all. But where is Val? And it's not fair that she's not around. And nobody says anything about it. Just at that moment. Where have you been, Val? Elaine's Val's father, Clark, says. And, of course, trailing behind Val is a bunkhead. The guy's got a shaved head, a bomber jacket, ripped holes in his jeans where the brown kneecaps are. He smiles, and the house smells like a flash flood of smoke. Ew, Elaine says, while watching the cat blow off the mouse's head with a shotgun. Elaine, it's time for school. Now turn that thing off. No, Elaine says. Don't make me get over there and have to spank you. Now come on, her mother, Dolores, near shouting. Elaine turns off the TV, smiles at Val and her bunkhead friend. Soon Elaine's in the back seat, headed for school. Val gets to do everything, stay out late with her bunkhead friends, and doing grown-up stuff. That's not fair. I want to do grown-up stuff, too. I don't like sitting around waiting for her to come around. Like in the old days, we'd play with dolls, and she'd dress me up like a princess, and we'd run around the neighborhood with squirt guns, killing all the boys. It's not fair that she doesn't get spanking anymore. She doesn't even like watching cartoons with me anymore. We used to watch that cartoon all the time, with the cat and the mouse. Like the time when the cat tricked the mouse to hang itself by accident. Oh, we laughed and laughed. And Val said, you thought the mouse would have been smarter than that. And I said, yeah, those Miss Pecker were teaching math. And we both end up cracking up. I miss those days. Now, it's time for me, waiting for her, to return home. But when she comes, she smells like smoke. And her bunkhead friends smell too. I hate it. It's not fair. Ew, Elaine says. What's the matter, honey? I just can't take the smell of Val and her bunkheaded friends. Elaine says, I know, honey. It's not fair. Why does she always get to stay out late and she never gets spanking? I don't get to see her anymore. And Elaine cries. I know, honey. We're working on it. Oh, baby, don't cry. It's okay. We're trying to get Val. It's not fair. I want to go out. And I want Val to hang around more. Elaine cries some more. I know, honey. I know. We're almost at school, so dry those tears. Here we go. Dolores pulls in front of the school, looks at Elaine. Elaine injects a seatbelt, leans in, gives her mother a kiss. Now look at me. Be a good girl. Dry those tears. And when I come to pick you up, we'll meet Daddy for your favorite food. Okay, but do you think Val will come? I hope she comes. Please tell her I want her to come. It's not fair. She always gets to be out. It's not fair, Elaine says, and bursts into tears again. I know, honey. Now be a good girl. I'll pick you up after school. Elaine quickly dries her tears, gives Dolores a kiss, heads off to school. While Miss Peckerwood rambles on about math, Elaine can't help think how unfair it all is. Now Val never shows up for dinner anymore, and her stupid bunkheads with that stupid smell. It's not fair. She can come and go when she pleases. And she doesn't get spanked anymore. We used to watch shows together. She helped me with my homework. It's not fair. I want to be with Val more. She doesn't ever listen to what anybody says. Why do I have to listen to what anybody says? I want to be free, like Val. But without all those bunkheads and that smell, if Val doesn't have to listen, I don't have to listen. It's not fair that she gets to... Watching cartoons, news, the shotgun. Watching cartoons, news, the shotgun. Television loads the light now. Math, the bullet's not in fair air. Cheesy noodles tie the small walk. Miles, this breathing noose that hair ends. Taught the smell to dangle, wait here.
You did more? You said you just did the first act?
That's the first of three.